In this week's America Magazine editorial, Associate Editor Jesuit Father Joseph O'Hare discusses the role of technology in today's society.
We see them on planes, trains, buses, on the street, in the mall, and even at home. They are the men and women whose ears are glued to a cell phone or stopped up with iPod buds, or whose hands are frantically working their BlackBerries to check email. They seem reluctant to disconnect from anyone or anything at any time. We may even have been these people ourselves. Ironically, the introduction of many of the new technologies was supposed to lessen our workloads. Readers with long memories will recall that the advent of the personal computer in the workplace in the early 1980s was expected to lead to the paperless office and a four-day work week. Instead, computers have created ever more paper and a seven-day work week, since there are fewer employees who cannot be reached on the weekends. There is also a related danger. As we spend more time connected to these technologies, we may become more disconnected from one another, from our families, from our communities, and, because of a lack of quiet space, from ourselves and ultimately from God. On the other hand, new technologies can allow people to connect in other innovative ways, and with God, too. So the dawn of new technologies is not a cause simply for lament. It should also lead to some rejoicing. Technology both gives and takes away. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.